Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 29, Off Kilter. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 29 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. First, let me say to all of those who haven't given up on this podcast, thank you. I know it's been well over 2 months now since my last podcast and I'm so sorry. Sometimes things just happen during your life and it's really hard to keep up, and I just apologize. I will try and get a little bit more consistent. This next month though may still be a little hairy as we're preparing for a major move to Kentucky, so we will be up in the air for a little bit. Anyways, but back to today's show. Our request today came from Kirsty of Norwich. Again, you may recognize the name. A second request is Off Kilter. We saw these guys in kilts on our last day. I'd never seen anything like the sound of bagpipes in rock Celtic band. It was a great 20 minutes to end our trip to Walt Disney World. So for those of you who think the name sounds familiar, yes, Christy was one of those who requested in episode 26 for the Dapper Dans. This request for Off Kilter is something I've been waiting for a long time. Off Kilter is one of my favorite bands at Epcot, and all of Disney World for that matter. Their style and sound is something very unique and not heard almost anywhere else. I've never heard of it either, Kirsty. So today we're going to slip into three different memories. Our first was recorded back in 1998 on a trip with my family. The audio is not great, as I think I'm doing it with a mono microphone and I've kind of tweaked it so it sounds stereo. Our family is walking around World Showcase and the concert started, so we got to hear the first couple of songs and then we decide to move on. Memory 2 is also from 1998, but this time I get to stick around for the full set. And again, it's in mono, so again, the quality is not quite as good. But finally, we're going to finish with memory number 3, which was in 2006, on our anniversary trip. And therefore, it's also in binaural, so make sure you put your headphones on by this point. So from what I can remember, the band has not changed a whole lot since that. Since I caught them the first time back in 1998. Some new music, but like before, it's just fun out front of Canada. So you have to catch these guys when you go there. All right, so sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we dance and clap along with Off Kilter.
Yeah. Mark's going to sing for us. Thank you very much. Here's an old Irish tune. It's called Right On. And it goes in something like this.
Making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
And I'm going to marry Mary, probably Mary's taking care of me. We all do marry Mary Mac. Let me try it again. We'll all be feeling Mary when I marry Mary Mac. That'll do.
Okay, you got it. Here we go. Sing along.
Yeah.
they got Scottish.
It's country, kind of a little country, though. Very country,
It was country.
It was kind of cool, wasn't it? Seems like they're on my side. I think it would be rude for you not to play some country on the bagpipe.
I don't think I know any country on the bagpipe. Can I fake it? Okay. A little duet, like Fred and Ginger.
That movie we watched last night.
Okay.
over here on the bass guitar, largemouth bass guitar. Welcome to my world, everyone. Anyway, on Velveteer's vocals, all the way from Cork City, Ireland, the one and only, the horseman himself, Mark Weldon. On keyboards, from very southern Canada, Lopez from Puerto Rico. We got vertical fingers, Tony Estefa. And on the drums, the man behind the skins, the master of the skins. We got the only Scottish-American Polish guy up here. Quite an interesting combination. We got Scotty C.
Last but not least, I know this guy, huh? Do you think he did a good job? Yeah? Ah! You gotta come back to later shows, check him out, more bagpipes, whistles, talking to Jeff, vocals, dancing on it.
Maybe later.
You guys gotta come back to check out the dancing set. That's worth the price of admission in itself, I can assure you. Unless you guys want a sneak preview of it.
Thank you. we're wearing this and we're ready to party.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do some tunes for you right now. Starting out with a question. Is there anybody here that likes both kinds of music, country and western? All right. We're going to do a Celtic tune, country fight. It's called Mary Mac. And if you'd like to sing along with us, the words are Mary Mac's Muslim, Mary Mac, marry me, my Muslim, Mary Mac. Here we go. Yeah.
And the second half goes, and I'm going to marry Mary. For me, Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac.
If that's too much to remember, and you still want to sing along, Randy, coming from the great Celtic nation of Kentucky. Let's come up with truly authentic country.
Actually, it goes, what a mellow.
Sing along. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, nobody's singing our song with us. Let's try it again. Don't be shy.
Would it be when I had a mom that sit on the knee? Rumbly from me, not cross my knee. Young Heather Nichols, what a fee. When I said we last three girls for the day. Shut up, Heather Nichols, what a pay. When all the boys' words are making us a free. Young Heather Nichols, what a fee.
Thank you.
song we request for. It's a song called Alive.
snort the way.
No, I'm just kidding. No, there's no costume.
Yeah.
Man, I love that show. Folks, if you're looking for great music or pure fun, don't miss these guys the next time you're at Epcot. Thank you again, Kirsty, for this request, too. If you'd like to request a memory, folks, just like Kirsty's done now a couple times, send an email to request at www-memories.net. For more information and photos of Off Kilter, as well as the many other Disney World attractions, please visit my website. From the podcast link on the website, you can download older memories, read show notes, leave me comments, and maybe donate to the Memory Archive Recovery Fund I talk about in Episode 18A. Also, I love hearing from you, so if you'd like to give me some feedback directly about this or other episodes, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net. Or if you'd like to take a second to leave me some feedback on iTunes, that would be great. We're still holding steady at roughly about 10 the last time I saw. And since the recent announcement of the closure of Diz Friends, I have now also got us on Facebook. So if you would like to add this show as a friend, please do so. Check us out on Facebook, where you can also keep up to date with all the goings-on with this podcast. Also, I am working on a revamp of the website so we can take your requests a little bit easier with a form and everything, direct connection and a whole new look. So thanks again for listening, and join me again hopefully in 2 weeks as we relive another Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Bray Tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.